When the Democratic National Convention convened in Atlantic City, New Jersey, back in 1964, the civil rights movement was going strong. In Mississippi and many other southern states at the time, segregationists used literacy tests and intimidation to keep blacks from registering to vote. So it captured the nation's attention and imagination when a poor black sharecropper from Mississippi by the name of Fannie Lou Hamer demanded that party leaders refuse to seat the all-white Mississippi delegation. Fannie Lou Hamer belonged to the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party. The party included whites and blacks. It said the delegation sent by Mississippi's official party was a fraud because blacks had been purposely excluded from voting. In the deep drawl of an uneducated Southern woman, Fannie Lou Hamer challenged the convention's credentials committee to accept her Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party as the state's legitimate delegation. The major TV networks broadcast her testimony.
If the Freedom Democratic Party is not seated now, I question America.
Under tremendous pressure from President Johnson to stop any disruptive protest, the convention tried to make a deal with Fannie Lou Hamer. It offered the Mississippi Freedom Democrats 2 seats to the convention, but Fannie Lou Hamer said she wanted no part of any deal.
We didn't come all this way for no 2 seats. All of us is tied.
That's Billie Jean Young, an author and actress who has spent the last 20 years telling Fannie Lou Hamer's story. In the end, the convention allowed 2 delegates of the Mississippi Freedom Party speaking rights and seated all the other delegates as honored guests. Ultimately, the Democrats agreed that in the future, no delegate would be seated from a state where anyone had been illegally denied a vote. 1 year later, President Lyndon Baines Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act. Among those paying tribute to Fannie Lou Hamer tonight at the Democratic Convention in Boston is author and poet Maya Angelou.
She's inside me and inside all Americans, the way Patrick Henry is inside all Americans and Martin King is inside all Americans, the Kennedys. Anything that has happened here is inside us all.
The stand that Fannie Lou Hamer took at that 1964 convention was the beginning of a new time when minorities and women would take power as elected officials and delegates to national conventions. She continued in the struggle for civil rights until her death in 1977. The sharecropper from Ruleville, Mississippi, has on her tombstone these words, "I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired."